News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Hildegard Nocton has welcomed an agreement on the use of the first tranche of the local bargaining fund for teachers and principals working in primary and special schools. As far as I can make out, when you get through the bureaucratic language, it is a way to give a bounce to teachers working in certain areas or certain types of schools. John Boyle is with us, General Secretary of the INTO. John, have I got that right?
You have indeed, and also an opportunity to recognise the unbearable burdens that the department has placed on primary school principals and principals of special schools. So that's what we've been fighting for the last number of years. Anton, you've moderated some teacher conference events yourself, and you know how government took a sledgehammer to the salary scales of teachers back between 2008 and 2013, removed all the promotional opportunities, disincentivized people from working in Irish medium, Gael Scotland, etc., Island schools, Gaeltacht schools. So we've been fighting to restore the attractiveness of the profession, and unfortunately, despite the great breakthrough yesterday, we still have 8,000 people who are not qualified teachers working in our classrooms.
And John, sorry to cut in, but can I just ask, obviously there is the announcement itself and the impact that it has immediately, but I suspect there will be many in the profession who might hope that this is a thin end of a wedge. So do you think this brings us to the point of where you might get a Dublin allowance for cost of living, where you might get different allowances for teaching principals, all of those issues where the unions have for a long time wanted pay differentials?
Well, I mean, the government introduced the pay differentials when they slashed new entrant salaries, and we have been fighting as a trade union movement to be able to get a process where we could undo some of the damage that was done back in those austerity years. So local bargaining is the first opportunity really to do that, and thankfully we have a commitment that there's going to be a phase two of local bargaining if there's another public sector agreement starting from July. So we've already set out our stall that we intend to do a lot of work to fix the structural inadequacies in the primary teacher salary scales. We have the longest scales in the public service, and the starting points are very, very low compared to where they ought to be. And that's probably why we have so many long-term vacancies in our schools. And yes, we're still very sore, Anton, about the fact that our principals and deputies are not paid at the same rates of pay as principals and deputies in post-primary schools. So there will be further opportunities to do more. We still actually haven't fully finished on phase one. We're nearly there, but we're quite sore about the fact that the government has refused, and the Department of Education has refused to allow the restoration of the allowances for people who did doctorates and master's degrees. And surely, you know, in an education system, you should be trying to incentivize teachers to better themselves for the betterment of the children, because this is really a public good issue. The more qualified teachers we have in our system in Ireland, and the lower class sizes is another big issue for the next budget, you know, the better it is for future generations. So indeed, we have a lot more work to do, Anton, but yesterday has been very well received by our members to date. Okay. Lots of good positive feedback since the announcement yesterday afternoon.
John, thank you. I get the sense this is one of those watch those space issues. John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.